Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. We'll have a high of only around 44. Not far from that right now. Kenosha, it's 40. 39 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 41. Also 40 degrees in Racine. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth is continuing to ask the public for any information that might help them in their investigation of last Friday morning's home invasion and assault of an elderly couple in the village of Summers. That husband and wife, both in their 80s, attacked by a man whom they described as African American, who demanded money and drugs from them. The husband drove himself to the Summers Fire Department to seek help. That's what led to the discovery of what had happened. The two ended up at Frederick Hospital, though their injuries were not considered life-threatening. Sheriff Beth says that all investigative leads are being followed up. All evidence is being scrutinized. That is why anyone with any information of any kind is urged to call his department, 262-605-5100. Last July, the flooding in the surly city of Burlington and the loss of the police and fire dispatch center in the basement of the PD building there, it kind of played a role in future plans for the city of Racine's with the Racine Emergency Operations Center. A new one may be coming in with the new public safety building because the old one would have to go when they tear down that site. 2018's fire department budget review process included Fire Chief Steve Hansen explaining to aldermen that the original plans to put the EOC into the new South Side Fire Station, those plans have changed. He said that the new station at Durand Avenue and South Memorial Drive, scheduled in the next few years with the EOC, that would have been about a $4 million project.
The investment was changed to $3 million, so we have $250,275 this upcoming year for the do the preliminary work, and then next year would be the remainder of that. If we included the Emergency Operations Center, it would be about a $4 million project.
The new safety building, which is only proposed again at this point, with a new Emergency Operations Center, would also mean a new site for the backup of Consolidated Dispatch, the system run by Racine County. That does get tested every so often. The Fire Inspector of the Year Award goes to the Wisconsin State Firefighters Association's choice for outstanding fire inspector, career, or volunteer who's demonstrated superior achievement in the area of fire prevention. The honor doled out to the annual conference, retired South Shore Division Chief Mark Pierce. He's been retired since last April. 37 years he's spent with the department, starting out with the Mount Pleasant Fire Department. Meanwhile, one-time Union Grove, Yorkville Fire Chief Wayne Koepke is being remembered after his passing last week at the age of 85. He spent 29 years as an EMT with the fire department's rescue squad. Koepke's funeral service, 4 o'clock this coming Saturday in Union Grove. City of Racine, well, it uses all of its financial tools to try to provide services. That includes the rare instance of short-term borrowing. The proposal for hiring some outside help the next couple of years to remove the ash and maple trees all across the community. Park and Rec Director Tom Wolbeck telling aldermen and Committee of the Whole review of the budget that the hiring of two arborists that the department is looking for, that's going to help, but the amount of work to be done is quite extensive. Wolbeck indicating that a lot more work can be done, and the combined forces would be an aggressive approach to dealing with this problem.
If we get the two new arborists, with those two, our crew, and the help of outside contractors, we'll be able to do a pretty good job on removing those and the stumps over the next 2 years. Right now, that's just helping out. So we do have a lot to do yet.
Finance Director Dave Brown acknowledged it's out of the ordinary, but also an extreme situation that general operations can't cover and would be paid off in 2 to 3 years. The capital improvement budget, the general fund budget, both scheduled for a council vote on November 7th. Tonight, 6 o'clock, it's the public hearing. Oh, and the weekend concert by the Kenosha Symphony turned into a pretty hot ticket for a time there. Literally, there were flames visible from one of the overhead stage lights at Reuther High School just as that program was getting underway. The concert stopped, obviously. The audience performers ordered out of the auditorium. One of those was flautist Carrie Shuri Kujala. She was actually backstage at the time. Said it was a little bit hectic.
That was just something that we haven't seen in orchestra life in a while. So we were pleased to be able to pull ourselves back together and finish the program. And our young soloist, Maya Buchanan, was stunning and really poised and in control and not thrown off by any of this. So that was probably the most impressive element of the entire evening.
That fire was contained to that light bar that caught fire. Firefighters got there, took care of it fairly quickly. About a half an hour or so, they gave the all clear, got all the smoke out, everybody was allowed back in, and the concert resumed. the proposed City of Racine budget for 2018. That review process is continuing there tonight, and we've told you there's a public hearing at 6 o'clock at City Hall. Committee of the Whole getting closer toward making a recommendation on the full spending plan to the full council. Alderman Henry Perez recently wondered how come the city owns and operates golf courses. It's a private contractor that's involved in that, but the city doesn't get any revenue per se. It operates itself. It was suggested also by him that maybe some of those folks, only those who can afford to play it are the ones who are actually playing golf in the city, but the city doesn't get any revenue from it.
Because they're self-sustaining, we don't actually get any money back from owning them. We own the property. The property is, one of the golf courses is actually not even within city limits. We had to incorporate that area to become a city, so it'd be one of our parks. But we get no profit at all from having the golf courses other than the philosophical high-end people that want to golf say they can golf in the city.
Alderman Terry McCarthy, quick to point out it's a quality of life issue for anybody in the community.
Take my word, it's not people who can afford to golf at country clubs and the like that golf at our golf courses. It provides an opportunity for people that may not have another opportunity. It is part of our Parks and Recreation program that funds itself. We would like to have a lot more parts of our Parks and Recreation program that fund itself. Not everything we do is for profit. As expressed, a quality of life item from my perspective. And I think we should probably end this debate unless we're going to talk about the finances of the golf course.
The finance director for the city, Dave Brown, pointed out the city didn't always have golf courses. The land was deeded to the city for specific use, and the operations are paid for by those who use them. Again, the 2018 City of Racine budget public hearing coming up 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall. Burlington Area School District Board meeting tonight at about 6:45 p.m. There's the presentation of the proposed budget and the amendments to that. Also, the presentation of the proposed tax levy. That's at 6:45 tonight in Burlington. A new personnel scheduling software has been approved for use in the Village of Caledonia. Officials there hoping it can also be fine-tuned to even better meet the needs of the community when it comes to providing services. Trustee Lee Wishaw telling his board colleagues that it was tested out by the police and fire departments.
This came before the Finance Committee, and I had a number of questions on this because I've got some experience with software and licensing and this sort of thing. And we put it on the calendar for roughly the end of March. Relatively small software firm, and they are obviously developing the software as we go. I put in a request with the group to evaluate the software as we use it over the next 4 to 6 months.
He indicated that between now and perhaps the end of March, a wish list of enhancements can be created. The Village Board unanimously approving the contract with AltTech for personnel scheduling software. There's an $8,700 annual fee involved, and there will be that review next spring. Caledonia's Village Plan Commission set to meet at 6 o'clock this evening. On the agenda, a site plan review for a 40-foot by 70-foot pole barn. The store items related to R&B carpets and flooring on Douglas Avenue. Also a public hearing on a conditional use permit request for an almost 12,000-square-foot office and storage facility, including a loading dock for Midwest Forms and Supply on Quick Drive. And take note that the westbound lanes of I-94 through the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee County set to reopen this week. That should help to ease the stress for Southeast Wisconsin drivers through that area. Also opening up the new ramps to Highway 100 from 94. The entire Zoo Interchange reconstruction, though, well, you're going to have to wait till the fall of next year for it to be complete. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.